Carolina Lugo is a professional flamenco dancer. She loves the traditional Spanish dance form. In fact, she's the third generation of women flamenco dancers in her family. So when Lugo had a baby girl, she knew that she wanted her to follow in the tradition of her mothers before her. Today, Lugo and her grown-up daughter, Carole Acuña, perform together as ballet flamenco around the Bay Area. Frilly dresses, stomping on wooden floors, syncopated clapping, maracas, shouts of olé! All to the tune of Spanish guitar and traditional song. This is the flamenco experience. Lugo and Acuña stopped by KALW, and I asked Mom Carolina if she could recall the first moment she fell in love with flamenco.
I do, very clearly. And it gives me a lump in my throat. I was standing in between my mother and my father at the California Theater in Southern California, and I saw my idol, Carmen Amaya, who's the most famous flamenco dancer ever. She continues to be my inspiration. And I remember it as if it was yesterday. I was 4.5 years old. And I remember stomping my feet and trying to do everything she was doing. And I remember the lighting and she had a bata de cola, which is a train, a long train. It was black with different color. We call them volantes, and they're ruffles in English. And it was like a rainbow. And the way she was kicking it around was magnificent. And from then on, I was a goner for flamenco. Whenever my parents had music on, I would run to get my castanets in my room and play along with the music that was being played. It doesn't matter what kind of music. I was just playing the castanets because it was percussive, and I was playing to the beats of the music.
I want to ask you about the birth of Carole.
I knew, because I had two sons before her, I just knew that was my girl. And I had her name picked out since I was pregnant with my first son. And my second son came. His name was supposed to be Carole, and he was a boy. And then Carole was coming along, and I just knew in my heart that that was my girl. And when she was born, I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. I couldn't believe that she was a girl. And I knew in my heart and soul that she was going to be an artist. I didn't know what kind. But I knew she was bound for the stage. I remember holding her on my lap, and she was already bouncing up and down at 6 months old to the music in perfect timing. So she had perfect timing at 6 months old, which is unusual for a baby. And so I knew, oh, there's my dancer.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you remember the first time you encountered flamenco and really loved it?
Well, I grew up with it because my mom danced it and always talked about it, and my grandmother too. When I was 14 is when I made my professional debut, not with my mother, but with Rosa Montoya. And then after that, after I started dancing professionally with Rosa Montoya, then my mom and I, and with, along with other dancers, started to dance professionally as well.
Together?
Yes.
That's when we started our company.
Uh-huh. When I was 14, I guess that me being 14 was when we all started professionally dancing.
I saw you perform, both of you, and Carolina, when Carole is up there performing, dancing, the way you look at her, what... It has something in it other than we are professionals and we are dancing and this is our job.
I'm holding back my tears. It's so much pride. And it goes beyond motherly love. It's pride in my child, pride in my profession, pride in my ethnicity, that my offspring has chosen the same path as I have. I can't explain the depth of pride that I have for her and the magic that happens on stage with both of us, the energy that we draw from one another can't be explained, but it's there. The, what we call in flamenco and Spanish dance, the duende, the spirit, it's there, unspoken.